Hello, GWA listeners. This is Pello. This is going to be my first Ramble Fap. I figured today, I was like, you know, I really kind of just want to talk and, I guess, get off. That makes sense. I mean, I feel like I just kind of dropped some audios out, and I haven't really had a chance to talk to the people that, you know, listen to them. I mean, not like it's a conversation, but still, I just wanted to, I don't know, do more than just put out a story, I guess. I don't know what I'm saying, but, man, I just got done listening to some audios, and I am so wet right now. I like it better than regular, like, visual porn. I've gotten a couple questions already, in messages, you know, on why I started, listening to audios, and that's why, you know, it's, regular porn is cool and all, but that imagination could get you so much farther, in my opinion. But hold on, let's see how wet I am right now. That sound. That sound of my wet pussy. Just my toy sliding against it. It's a great sound. That was one thing that I would look for in audios. And I'd search, you know, for my own pleasures. To hear, you know, that kind of wet noise is something I would, you know, look for in an audio, you know, to hear a guy's hand sliding down his shaft, that wet lube noise. I don't know if it makes any sense, but yeah. So yeah, sitting here listening to an audio and just rubbing my hands along my body anywhere other than, you know, my clit, just to get me all excited. I actually have yet to remove some clothing. I should probably take my shirt off. One second here. And just like that, my shirt is off. I'm completely naked. Just a wet pussy in my toy. Let's see. Let's talk about some turn-ons. Oh, that's a great topic. And feel free, if you're listening, to put down some turn-ons of your own. But one of my biggest one of my biggest turn-ons is, sucking on my boobs. That right there gets me so hot, like, I have no idea. That just, it feels so good to me. Right now I'm kneading my boobs, my hands just gripping them, squeezing them, squeezing my nipple. So I'm just gonna talk about random stuff and take you on this solo journey with me. Sometimes I'll wet my fingers and twist my nipples, blow on them, at them nice and hard. So that's a turn on. You know what's underrated? A good makeout session. A good makeout session is definitely underrated. That is such a good turn on. Like, I might be basic, but I don't care. Oh, feels good. What else? You know, this isn't particularly on me, but giving head is something I really enjoy doing, and that to me is a turn on. I like to give a blowjob. Like, it's something I enjoy, you know? And sometimes, you know, I crave it. Like, it's just been a while, and I crave giving a blowjob. I just want to spin on my hand and stroke your shaft. I take your balls in my mouth and lick them, suck on them, just use my tongue to feel every inch, just to explore your balls with my tongue. And I just want to devour your cock. Like, I want to take my time. Sorry, I'm salivating just thinking about it. I want to take my tongue and trail it from the base of your shaft all the way to the tip, and I like to run my tongue along the tip, the very top, and circle it down under the little mushroom part of the tip, just underneath that, and just circle it around a little bit, and take my tongue back down, and lick back up. Take your tip in my mouth again, and just, I'm just gonna have to take you all into my mouth at that point. I'm an impatient girl. As much as I would love to take my time, I'll try, but sometimes I just want to take it all into me. Man. I want my mouth, my throat to fill up with your cock. My hand strokes your balls. I want to focus on the tip while my hand strokes your shaft. And just stroke it up and down. Fuck, I need to give a blowjob. And this is just, I'm just horny, and it's my favorite thing, to be honest. It is. But, in as much as I love it in the audios, I gotta figure out a different way to make that sound. Because when I use my toy, it makes this, like, squeaky noise. It's not It's not a sound I enjoy, to be honest. And I don't like hearing it when I suck on it. I think it's when, like, if my teeth, like, accidentally graze the material that my toy's made of, it makes this god-awful squeaky noise, and I can't stand it. And I cringe every time I hear it, and, like, audio. It can definitely be heard a little bit in my first audio, and I can't stand it. But, you know, trial and error. This is only the beginning. There's a lot of different, like, fantasies that I would love to try and bring to life here. Meanwhile, down below, I have started to pick up the pace a little. I'm trying to think of some other turn-ons. Let's see. I can't really think of any other turn-ons right now. Oh, I'm into choking. In the right kind of choking. You know, not the kind that's like extremely dangerous and can potentially damage you for life. No, the right kind of choking where you just kind of inhibit your blood flow just a little bit, and it feels so good. And of course, you know, nibbles and biting a little bit. I love that too. Let's see. Some of my favorite positions would be cowgirl and doggy style. Being bent over and fucked from behind just has this primal edge to it that just, I love it. And cowgirl just really, really feels good. Like, being on top hits my clit and the right spots in my vagina just right. So, yeah. Grinding on a cock on top. Just, it's a delicious feeling. I've been teasing myself, but I put the toy inside me. I'm lying on my back and just slowly pumping it in and out. I hope you're touching yourself with me. It's no fun if I fap alone. which, I mean, technically I am. But, you know, when I see that people have liked it, then, you know, it's kind of like we masturbated together. You know what? I'm going to add that to my list of turn-ons. Like, watching each other masturbate is a turn on. Seeing you pleasure yourself to, like, to watching me pleasure myself is, it's fucking, it's hot. And let's see, I'm not averse to a little anal play either. I enjoy it. Yeah, I'll be getting a toy somewhat soon. Uh, farther into my ass than the toy I have now. Oh, thinking about it. I mentioned in one of the audios, I can't remember the top of my head right now, I'm a little distracted, but I remember talking about feeling full. It was the very last one, I remember, it's very very most recent one. Well, feeling full, and that is my fantasy. Yeah, I have such a fantasy of having every hole filled. My pussy, my ass, and my mouth all filled with a cock, all coming into me. Oh, that is such a fucking hot fantasy. Oh, fuck. Oh, I haven't been loving my toy around much because I'm so focused on talking, but noise. Fuck. I like tasting it too. I like tasting myself, and I like tasting your cum. Oh, cum is just—it's an acquired taste. I'd say. And I really am sort of a cum slut. I don't really care if it tastes good. I just want it. If I'm being honest. I just want it. I just want to taste it. I'll swallow it. I want it in my mouth. Bottom line. Changing positions because, like I said, I like to be on top, so I'm changing positions, so I'm on top right now. I'm just grinding on my toy. And the toy I'm using right now is it's just a vibrator. It's got two parts to it. Oh, a nice thick part that goes inside of me, and a smaller part that goes on my clit. But you know, there's no fun unless you're a little creative, so sometimes I'll put that smaller part in my ass. So I'll have one part in my pussy, one part in my ass, and then I rub my clit. Fuck. Oh, that feels so good when I do that. Oh my gosh. I'll just take a moment to to put the mic where you can hear me fuck myself. Taste it. I like to see how I taste. I'll suck on my toy. Oh, fuck. I'm kind of teasing myself now, just grinding on the tip of my toy. So, on the on a lot of the audios that I listen to, they'll usually have, like, you know, cunnilingus, I think is how you say it. I thought that's like a funny word. But, you know, to be honest, I've only had someone attempt to eat me out once. So as much as I would probably enjoy it, I don't really know what's like. You know, you're not sure how much something would please you unless you have it, so I'm just not entirely sure. So I don't really connect with those parts of audios a lot of the time. Like the sounds, of course. I'm like, shit. To have someone suck on my clit like that would be nice. But as of now, I just haven't experience that yet. You know, what's great about this toy is that it's got a thick base, so sometimes I'll just wedge it on the bed, and since I'm sitting on it, I can just it'll just stay there, and I can grind on it without having to use my hand. Which is great, because as I do that, I can grip something else. So deep in my pussy. I really hope you guys are having fun too. Break out some good lube. Move yourself up nice and good. Think about it being my pussy, my wet. Wet pussy. I like when you guys tell me that you enjoyed the audio. Because to be honest, I mean, as much as I enjoy making it, I make it for you guys. So it's not like I'm listening to it and getting off to it. So it's nice to know that other people like it. Because personally, I don't listen to it again. But yeah, I just enjoy having it made, and I enjoy the fact that people like it. Oh, fuck, they're there's so much cum on my toy. Oh. And then also while I have that toy wedged and I'm grinding on it, I can play with my breasts and see all of my cum on it, I just, shit, I just get so excited about it. I need to get more toys. Fuck. You know there's a toy that's like, it's supposed to like mock sucking on your clit. Oh, I thought about that one. But you know, I also would like to just try the real thing. But there's one I definitely want. Oh, and it was a remote control anal vibrator. Now wouldn't that be nice? For a long time when I was watching regular porn. Yeah, anal was something I was always searching up, and so it was something I really, really wanted. So a nice anal vibrator would be... Oh, fantastic. A little different than, you know, some vibrating panties. No, I want you to carry the remote to my anal vibrator. Tease me in public. I think it's gonna be fun. Trying to bring some of my fantasies to life. Always wanted to give Roadhead. There's just something about being in the car. Makes me just want to reach over and grab your cock. It just makes me want to put it in my mouth. Of course, as we now know, I always want your cock in my mouth. Oh. I think I'm gonna turn it on. Yes, it vibrates too. It's got different, it's got different, settings. Oh, fuck. But the first setting is usually enough for me, but if I'm wanting to tease myself, I'll mess around with the different settings. Another fantasy, or just something that I do is, my concentration is fucked. I like to tease, so sending dirty pictures or messages while people are at work, while you're at work. Is something that turns me on. Oh, I want to be your distraction, baby. Oh, fuck. So that's what I want to do. I want to dirty talk to you while you're at work. Oh. Tell you how much I want your cock in my mouth. Oh, how much I want to fuck you. How much I want you to come all over me. Come all over my chest. Oh, 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 I want to lick it off my boobs. Oh, fuck. Oh, say when I'm ready to come, and I want like an intense orgasm. I'll lay down. Oh, and my toys inside me, and the part of my clit is rubbing on it and vibrating, and I'll grind on the bed. Oh. Oh, and oh, well, one part, that thick part, pushes into my vagina. I'm also getting my clit rubbed in it. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, oh, so she can hear the bed squeak. It's because I'm, grinding on my toy back and forth. Oh, I wish she was grinding on you. Oh,
feel. My body shudders. Mexican my toys fun. There's always these little aftershocks because the toy is still, oh, it's still in me and it's still vibrating. So so it kind of goes for a little bit. Okay. Oh, my toy is so wet. Good at keeping, you know, the conversation going, so maybe I'll make a point to, like, certain topics I want to talk about or whatever. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe I'll just go with the flow. Isn't that the point of Ramble Fab, to just go with the flow? I have no idea. I'm new at this. Anyway, I'm gonna lay here in my... post-climax, reverie, you know, that calm that you feel after you finally released yourself. So, thank you for listening, and goodbye.